The following is a teaching by Thamo Naidu. Thamo provides oversight to the Gate Global Family of Churches and is the founder and senior elder of Gate Ministry Sandton, Gauteng, South Africa. His ministry calls the church to return to accurate biblical patterns and to raise up the sons of God to represent Christ in the earth.
Wow, can you believe it's session number 20? It's the last session. Say to your neighbor, there's a revelation. It's the last session. Well, today there's no teaching, there's no preaching, but there's a lot of impartations that will take place. And I believe that the prophetic word will be like a rod giving us direction. Well, before we go any further, I'd like to introduce to you two people from the Gate Global family who has helped us to put together an AI assistant for the Gate family. It's a platform that has been created just for Gate. I'm not sure when we're going to release it to everyone yet because I still need to look at it. But from the little I've gleaned so far, it's going to be a phenomenal resource to us. It will take us beyond the normal website and other platforms that we have. And the two that's going to speak to us today is Pamela Johnson, who heads this team, and she comes from the United States of America. She's an attorney by profession, and she's the one that visited us sometime. Was it this year or last year? My God, you guys have done phenomenal. Yeah, this year, over a chat, we came to the place where I gave her the go-ahead to start investigating AI because I was really suspicious of it. And I'm still not so comfortable with AI when it comes to the secular culture out there. But within the framework of what they have built, I think we can build some fences and some safety. And together with Pamela, we have Charles White all the way from Cape Town, the mother city, to come. And they're going to present to us what they've done so far. Charles White is a pastor in Cape Town doing a splendid, sterling job there. And does a lot of work in Sweden and other parts of the country, the world. And they both have been working together on this with a whole team of people from the Gate family. Put your hands together for them.
Good evening.
Good evening, family. First, I want to thank Thamo and Marolin for giving me and this team the charge, the encouragement, and the oversight to pursue such a sacred initiative. This journey began as a table in Sandton with my spiritual parents, and from there it moved to many virtual meetings since March of this year. We have probably met at least more than 50 times. I don't know, it seems like quite a few times. And we appreciate all of the help, the love, the support, the concerns that you have provided to us. In less than a month, we built from scratch the GGF Apostolic AI Assistant, now in beta with almost 50 leaders from our Gate family, including the writers, senior elders, and the AI initiative team. Its foundation is our corpus, We Believe, Gilgal, and Apostolicity. In May, we launched a survey to 20 nations. By July, we received 114 responses. 98% of the leaders asked for AI training. 70% said bandwidth and device access remain their largest and biggest barrier. 62% called for governance guardrails to protect our doctrine. This confirms both the hunger and the responsibility we carry to not only skillfully build, but we have a tool that will not only deepen inequality, well, actually, it will not only improve equalization, but serve as an equalizer across all nations, languages, and contexts. That feedback has led to two minimal viable products, where we use Notebook LM for our writers and the GGF Apostolic AI Assistant to give leaders access to curated doctrine and oversight guidance with both direct and reference-based answers. I want to honor our team, starting with Charles, Katerina Harris-Earl, Rustin White, Carmina Paul, and Bruce Paul, with the oversight of Thalmu and Maronan. We want to also give special thanks to Keith, Dr. Claudia, the writing team, Prophet Sean, Anthony Earl, and Vishal. And to this family, your feedback has allowed us to guard the revelation and teachings God has given in this apostolic season for over 30 years. This is not just about innovation, it's about prophetic stewardship to capture revelation and to equalize access across the digital divide and to prepare our sons for maturity and the future of work. And now I hand it over to Charles.
Great. My job is to talk to you about tokens, which I knew nothing about a few weeks ago. Thank you, Pamela. Pamela leads our team, and I have no idea that I did not know that there are 48 hours in one day in her neck of the woods, because that's how productive she is. Thank you, Thamo and Marolan, for entrusting us with this job of trying to put a gate AI together. It's one of the few apostolic AIs that I know about. And we are yet to test it with our beta testers, or like Pamela says, our beta testers. And we will know how accurate it is. But it's been a lot of hours put into it. So my job to tell you about tokens is that although this is funded by the Gate family, and particularly Pastor Thamo, we have ring-fenced this AI, meaning that we cannot contaminate this AI, which you have experienced with illusions and the confusion in using AI. This is a unique Gate AI, with only information allowed by Pastor Thalmor and Marolan. So they vet all the data that goes in here. But we, because of that, we've had to register our own AI, which we use tokens for the data. So there is a cost. And Pastor Thalmor asked me, what is it going to cost? I have no idea. Pamela, you have no idea? None of us know, because it depends on the data and the tokens. So there's a currency involved. So Pamela said, Charles, I think it's better if you speak about the tokens. So there's a technology fund that will go, all the funds that comes into Gate for technology, Pastor Thamu will allocate it to technology. So I cleared this with him beforehand, so there's no trap door on the stage. And let me tell you just briefly about the technology. Firstly, AI means artificial intelligence. It means that the intelligence is artificial. We forget the artificial bit. AI is not intelligent. So the intelligence that the Gate AI has is the intelligence that Thamo and Marolan has given to us to put into the AI. Now the difficult job of training the AI to be super intelligent are the beta testers' responsibility. So we have 50 beta testers who are going to help us refine this AI, that it will become a very advanced tool in our toolbox as an apostolic family. So know that we are using tokens when we do this. This ties in with two prophetic words for this house. The one was for Pastor Thamu to upgrade his technology. And we have the most amazing cameras, the most amazing sound, but now we will probably have one of the most amazing tools in AI. All right? I'm going to speak to you in a minute about the dangers, and then Pamela is going to rescue me with all the legal stuff. The second prophetic word was aggressive advancement. So as a family, we have a word spoken over our family that we are going to advance aggressively in the earth. So some of you who have been at the Sons Retreat would have heard that word. And I believe that this AI will be one of the pieces of technology that will help us advance. The unique proposition in the world today is personalized education. And here we have our own Gate AI assistant, which will help us in our education. So the danger, before I hand over to Pamela, is because it's artificial intelligence, it is, the survey tells us from our family that many of us are late adopters. And the survey also shows us that many of us are unadopters. So we don't adopt technology. And I want to say that AI can be a threat and it can be a tool to advance. And I'll tell you why. AI has the ability to grab your attention. The currency in social media or metadata at the moment is your attention. So whatever grabs your attention grabs you. The danger with AI is that it grabs you, that it consumes you. So that's a big danger because the currency is your attention, all right? This is how big data makes money, is by grabbing your attention. That's why it gets you stuck on your YouTube and all your videos. Right? AI has the intelligence to grab your attention. Why is that important? Because you need your attention to be present, to be cognitive. You need your attention to be creative. AI is an uncreative tool. AI cannot create anything that we don't ask it to create. So the creativity rests in us. When it comes to the Gate AI, the creativity and use of the tool must be vested in us. If we're going to hand that over, it will run ahead of us. And we will end up in a lot of trouble. And so when it grabs your attention, it will keep you. This is the biggest danger, Pastor Thamo, is that AI keeps us from our purpose that the Lord has for us as a family, or it delays that purpose, right? That's the danger. It has a promise of helping us advance, and we can advance extremely fast. Your learning can be accelerated. And we heard today, the writers heard today, that because we have an AI, we have an opportunity now to actually accelerate the Gate Global Institute. We can bypass a lot of things simply because we already have our AI in place. Many institutions don't have that. So it has the capacity, but I must warn us of the dangers that it can grab our attention, and it will do that by tempting us to prepare our sermons on a Saturday night and extract 3 points of Pastor Thalmud's teaching on building a strong family. And it will do that for you, but it will rob us of the creativity. It will rob us of the ability to sit and to dig into the Word of God. That's not why we're creating this tool. So that is a big danger for us. And so please use this wisely. We must use it to create new ideas. We must use it to advance our learning. We must use it as a tool to advance our family. And I believe that the tool that we're put together will help us. And that's the Gate Global Family AI. It's our own AI. And I think you will love it. I sound like Steve Jobs now.
You do, a little bit. So on that note, without further ado, we're going to show you our Gate Global Family Apostolic AI Assistant.
And after this week, Randolph is typing all the notes. So this ASOM will be on the AI. So you'll be able to interrogate some of the things that you have missed over this week. And it will answer you as if Thamu is in your computer.
So we want to thank you so much for your time. We want to thank our 50 beta testers, beta testers in advance. We do have a truth center on the actual platform. You can go and look at it, but you will not get access yet, but it's gateglobalfamily.ai. So please do go visit it because it'll keep and increase our count up within the search engine optimization on all the search engines. But in the meantime, we look forward to you being encouraged and it was as well as being interested in this tool. And so if you're interested in wanting to be a beta tester, we ask that you, I think the QR code is off, but we do have a QR code or you can come and see us and we'll be happy to put you on our list for our next round of beta testers. Thank you so much and thank you, Thalmo and Maroni, for trusting us with this endeavor.
So did you catch what was being said here? Sean gave us a prophetic word before COVID. I did not take note of it the way I should have. And he said that God was asking us to upgrade because the season will move into a technological dimension. And I couldn't comprehend it because I'm technically illiterate. I only like nice devices, but they look like toys on my desk. And then COVID came. And in COVID, I had to upgrade my office so that I could communicate with the global community. And it cost me about 400,000 rand just to buy cameras and equipment. And I thought that was upgrade. But it started something. Then I made sure that everything we do in this church will be technologically on par with how the world in media advances. Because I believe in the principle of doing things more excellently. But when AI came, it threw the cat amongst the pigeons. You know, and somebody told me, actually Anthony told me. Anthony said, Thamo, you need to get ChatGPT. And I said, hey, you know, I got spirit search. Why do I need ChatGPT? If I want to know something, I talk to the Holy Spirit. And obviously, he shares with me. But I followed him because I trust him. And I downloaded ChatGPT and I did simple things like asking ChatGPT, what is the apostolic? How is it viewed from different parts of the world? And I was surprised to find that my name came up first. I didn't even know, not first, but it came up and it said, and let me tell you what Thamo Naidu believes. It gave me a whole lot. And it helped me to understand that just by that search, how peculiar the view in from South Africa is to the views of NAR and others. And it was such an interesting thing. And from time to time, if I went just to get a school of thought out then, remember, the information is determined by how you manipulate it. So you have to attest it, verify it, interrogate it, not get caught up with plagiarism, because ChatGPT can write a thesis for you in minutes. But at the same time, knowledge is proliferating throughout the earth. And the knowledge of the glory of God has to also proliferate as the waters cover the sea. Yet we have to protect it through our prophets, through apostolic adjudication. We have to make sure that what gets into that into that platform that we're creating will not be interfered by external forces because it can be diluted and manipulated. And so that's what we're working on. And the test case is me right now, but obviously others from within our family, their information will be added so we can get other schools, more books added. When our writers are finished with the textbooks which are being written now, and I told you this afternoon that we've employed Professor Claudia, I think it's her name is Subramani, and she's got multiple PhD, Sigamani, and she's a born-again Christian, and she says she's never seen this paradigm before that we are presenting, and she's helping us to assemble it so that it can be compatible with QCTA? T-A-T-O? Oh, QCTO, sorry. See, that's where you have the principle of Satsia. Stand up again, please, because I need to also highlight this. We have Satsia, South African Theological Seminary. The vice principal is with us, Dr. Caswell. Please stand. And we're now in a partnership, the Gate Institute is in a partnership with SATS. Until our courses are up and running, we can send our kids, our young people, and whoever wants to study, our pastors that have got no theological training, to go and study with SATS. And that will be accredited to to the Gate Global Institute when it's up and running, and so forth. So much of things are happening in the spirit. There's a lot of acceleration taking place. And now AI can become a tool to teach us. I was shocked. Charles came and spent 2 days with me. And he opened the computer to our platform. And he said, let me show you how AI can interview you. And you don't even have the language. That's how illiterate I am in this. But I was shocked at how accurate AI was responding to questions as if I was responding to it. I was stunned. And I realized this is the kind of information our people need. Because you don't have to listen, that's the other danger. You don't have to listen now to 30 sermons because AI will give you all the salient points. And that could be, and then you may not want to pray or fast. So this has to become an assistant. Say assistant. It can't be your primary source. It must be maybe your last source of reference. But it can help. It can help people. It can help to bring correction. We can populate the earth with more information that we believe is the truth, so that the inaccuracies can be removed. So there's a lot of things that will happen. I wish that we could have had a question and answer session on this, because I'm sure there's some very intelligent people amongst us that could help to add to the whole security system of what we're building. But if there's any amongst us here or in your churches that you think can come and strengthen the hands of our team, we are open to that, but it has to stay within the Gate family for now, because I don't want it to just become all and sundry and it just loses its focus. But please, if you want to talk to these are sons of the Gate family, please do talk to them. And we will in the future do training and development with all of us to use AI within the Gate Global family. So that was what I wanted to say with regards to AI, and I think it's going to be a very powerful tool in our hands, like how we have had the websites and the YouTube channels. This is going to take the ball game to another level now. We want to spread this message. It's going to cost millions to do what we want to do, whether it's AI or whether it's through these platforms or whatever. But when this message goes viral, and if you, there was a prophecy that the South, was it? What was that? The South? Eastern Asia, there's a major move that's going to take place. I ask God how it's going to happen. And it's going to be through things like what we just heard. So don't be skeptical. Pray about these things. We have to advance the gospel. and we have to advance it quickly. But before we conclude tonight and go through some formalities, I'm going to ask our prophets, Sean Blicknott and Anthony Earle, to please come to the front. And while they're coming, play Kubus's prophecy, because he also released one. Just release it as they're coming up.
Good evening, family. Following is the word or the impression that the Lord gave me concerning this week, concerning our family. I've been seeing during the week on a consistent basis in my spiritual eye the Lord standing in an elevated position in our midst. And I've been asking the Lord, what is this? And then the Lord reminded me of Isaiah 59, verse 19, the second part of that scripture, where it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Reminded me then that the standard is symbolic of a banner. This banner normally is a banner of warfare. It's a declaration of war. It represents that there is an army marching out on war. And in this case, I could clearly see that the Lord was marching out against this enemy, standing in an elevated position in us. The standard is Christ. Christ is the standard of the Father. Christ is the elevated position of the Father. And I see specifically after this week how Christ was built to stand in our midst in a new level and a new elevated position, that more and stronger than what we've ever seen him in our midst. That is, I've taken note of that. And then I asked the Lord, what is the purpose? What does he want to accomplish? Then the Lord reminded me of Psalm 68, verse 1 and verse 2. And he said there, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. There is a unique presence of Christ that has been elevated and stronger built in our midst than ever before. We are going to see victories, breakthroughs, mobility, and shifts like we've never seen before. Because of the presence of the Lord that goes with us. And I also see that as every single person will go into their different jurisdictions, go back to the place of habitation and their workplace, the place of representation, that the Lord will travel and that the Lord will be with every single individual of the family in an equal level of representation. There will be an equal representation with the weakest and with the strongest. The Lord will move and stand equally right through the family in an elevated position. There is an elevation of Christ. We will see he that made a public spectacle of every power and principality. When he appears, those same powers and principalities will move, will shift. The fight is not ours. The battle is not ours. But they need to be an elevated position of Christ in our midst. And that has been built this week. That has been resurrected to a higher order. It has have been there. But now it has been established on a higher order in a greater level of strength in our midst. Thank the Lord for that in Jesus' name. Bless you. Amen.
Okay, good evening. First of all, Apostle Thamo and Roland, thank you very much for allowing us to speak from this platform. What I'm going to be releasing tonight has come over many weeks. It wasn't yesterday, it was over many weeks that the Lord has spoken, and the Lord adds all the time. And we have words here for the global church. We have also a word for Apostle Thamo. We have words for this group of people and the Asom. So for the sake of time, I'm going to just read through these, and I want you to listen carefully to what the Lord is saying to us. For this place is called the Lord's ignition flax, to light the fire of his word that will burn from the tip of Africa across Europe and into Asia and into the world. From you, the fire of the Lord's word will proliferate into the territories you represent. For see, the Lord has sent Elijah. He is in the earth to prepare the way of the Lord. His mantle is upon apostolic families in the earth. Equalize, says the Lord, equalize. Prepare the way. Remove the stones of stumbling. Building for an equalization is here. The high mountains will surely be laid low. Arrogance and pride shall be removed from your holy convocations, says the Lord. The low valleys of insignificance, being on the periphery, always in obscurity and uncertainty, and not acknowledged, shall now be lifted up, says the Lord. Elevate, arise, and ascend, so it shall be within the nations. There is an imperative shift from northwest to southeast within the economic complexities of the earth. For the Lord causes multipolarity within the nations, for he makes nations great, and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and guides them. He takes away understanding of the chiefs of the peoples of the earth and makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. Job 12:24-25. The Lord is establishing you into a divine epicenter. There is a shift from Hebron to Zion, the place of divine disclosure, revelation, and divine governance. It is an ascension, an elevation into governance. You are the Lord's place of presidency and proclamation. Yes, you will preside, says the Lord, like a judge sits in evaluation of evidence of a case. You will preside and render verdicts according to the standards of righteousness and justice, says the Lord. Yes, you are a voice of proclamation. You are the Lord's trumpet. Sound the alarm into the jurisdictions of the earth. Proliferate the word, write books and journals for preservation for future generations. Yes, stir environments into divine compliance. Make a proclamation through accurate doctrine, a release of constituted events of this current kairos. Call them to conform. Call them to conform to the pattern of the Lord. That's the first word. And then, the earth is in an overall systems upgrade, says the Lord. Great equalization is underway in all earthly systems that affect human life within nations. We have entered into a digitized world in which AI, digital IDs, Bitcoin will be the order of the day. I wanted really to understand what happened during COVID. What was the heart of the Lord specifically for the church? Not so much the world. The Lord spoke to me using computer language. He was doing an overall hard drive and software upgrade within the earth, but fundamentally for the church. COVID was a means to God's spiritual ends. The establishment of the Lord's family across the earth in interconnected building, covenantal joining of hearts, and faithfulness to one corporate vision. Micah 4 and Isaiah 2 are imperatives that need to be unfolded within this Christ, in this Kairos, says the Lord. In South Africa, you will become a prototype to show other nations the way of the Lord in building his house in their respective nations. The Lord's glory will be seen in the corporate expression of the church within this nation, particularly. The manifold wisdom of God will be revealed to the principalities and the powers in the heavens. I see the establishment of father churches across the earth, constituted out from many households of faith in covenantal commitment and joined to an apostolic fathering source. Father churches embody the spirit, nature, character, and ways of God the Father, training up the whole territories and jurisdictions under their care. In the way that it should go, it will prophetically create pathways in which the church will have to be built up. They take responsibility for the territories entrusted unto them, steward the Lord's prophetic purposes, and make sure that the jurisdictions are compliant to the Lord's intentions. These churches embody and conform to the Lord's word through their own actions. Okay. Then there are some warnings. The Lord always gives warnings. The Lord gives directions. And the Lord gives encouragement. Central to every move of God in a reformative way is the Word of God and our utter allegiance to the truth of Scripture. God always had the empowerment of the knowledge base of the masses in view. It had to do with putting the Word of God into the hands of ordinary people in their own language. This is the first requirement for global equalization. Make straight the paths of the Lord and equalize the people. Martin Luther's Reformation had the printing press at the center, which brought about rapid, widespread dissemination of religious texts and truths. The Lord wants quick movement of biblical truth. I see a worldwide proliferation of the word, not just the text of Scripture, but the revelation that will be extracted from the text of Scripture by apostolic and prophetic sources. Every available method and technological system invented for rapid release of information must be employed for the Lord's glory to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Upgrade your information systems. Enlarge the place of your tent. Increase your capacity to disseminate truth. In the past moves of God, transformation was driven by this key invention, the printing press. Technological advance and word proliferation are two sides of the same coin, says the Lord. The printing press brought about the translation of the Bible into languages of ordinary people, and it brought about challenges to religious institutionalism, but brought emancipation and liberation to the people on a very large scale. Today, we have a quick movement of information through information technologies in line with Daniel's prophecies. There is broad spectrum tokenized central banking in view, in which cryptocurrencies will play a major role. However, the centralized currency of the kingdom is still the word of the Lord for this current season. The ultimate purpose in word dissemination is the liberation and emancipation of the ordinary human in the earth, and this requires the spirit of Elijah to return in a corporate sun, families in interconnected building spread across the earth under apostolic oversight. The spirit of Elijah is about equalization of both spiritual and natural systems. Today there is a shift in the earth from northwest to southeast to bring political and economic equalization of formerly left behind nations. This shift is to bring about a multipolarity in which the dominance of one nation over others will be diminished, says the Lord. This is a similar trend taking place within the church, in which Father is equalizing His church across racial, ethnic, cultural, and national lines, bringing spiritual understanding to especially those nations beyond the Ganges River and what is now known as previously disadvantaged nations. Then I heard three words the Lord gave, and I want to give you those three words quickly. Olam. And I had to go and look at this word, Olam. Olam is a Hebrew term that translates to God of eternity. The Lord wants His church to return to living from eternity, living from the perspective of Him who sits upon the throne, having our hearts and minds enraptured by His timeless, eternal nature, and begin to conform to it. Fundamentally, He wants us to focus on eternal things first. Then the Lord gave me another word, pedantic. We know what pedantic means. To be excessively concerned about minor details or rules, concerned with trivialities, religious formalism, and piety based upon acquired knowledge and not in the rectitude of heart and life. The Lord wants us to see the bigger picture. The Lord wants us to see the bigger picture. The Lord wants us to see the bigger picture and not just your local church. That which needs eternal perspective, a looking behind what is temporal and perceptible to the natural eye. He wants us to look at things invisible, eternal and inward, things beyond the obvious, things that does not make sense to intellectual and rational people. And then the third word the Lord gave us, parousia. Is it parousia? Parousia, right? Not in terms of eschatological perspectives, but in terms of the Lord's presencing Himself in the midst of His people through a representative people. The Lord will now presence Himself through an apostolic company in the earth. The arrival of the King will be presenced by a people that has been made ready through apostolic and prophetic impartation. Now, when a king or a dignitary normally comes and he arrives, that visit was marked by celebration, preparation, and often significant changes for the people involved. How Christ presents Himself to His people at various phases of His interaction with them is changing. Parousia, it is Jesus presenting Himself in those who are forerunners, announcing His coming, His arrival, or His presence. And then I want to end and later on perhaps touch on the prophetic imperatives for the global church, because there's so much the Lord has given over a long period of time. The Lord says that we are living in a day when there is a proliferation of falsehood. This is the warning. In every significant center of influence in the earth, be it in secular society or the church, this calls for a heightened degree of prudence and the crafting of systems of safety to guard the good deposit of apostolic doctrine and the flocks under our spiritual oversight and care. False brethren, false apostles, false prophets, and fivefold ministries will become more pronounced in the earth. We must upgrade our barriers of safety and immunity for the sake of the flocks under our care. The challenge of dealing with false brethren is a recurring theme throughout the New Testament. The following phrases will be important. But this phase of the journey will be one that is developmental, says the Lord. And it would require creating effective warning systems, because deception will mark the days we are entering into. Deception always lies at the realm of appearance. That means the focus upon individual houses connected to apostolic fathering oversight must be both strengthened and immunized against falsity. Words like common care, concern, strengthening, I carry you in my heart, the benevolence of the Father's love must now come into full display. Deepening bonds of relational interconnected building amongst elders within households, in regions, making sure that the governmental arsenal of apostles be driven by strong governmental prayer directives and fatherly love for the churches under our care. The interactive relational connection between elders within households and apostles be strengthened for greater immunity and functionality. The connection between apostles and fivefold teams must now also be attended to. Strengthening churches under your care, interrogate them, survey them, and audit them for proper functioning of every household related to apostolic grace. Create strong bonds of fatherly, of brotherly love, oneness and care between apostles and elders. Strengthen the walls and the gates related to it. Ensure the doctrine be adorned with appropriate behavior within the sons, within households of faith. I'm going to stop there and ask Anthony to come. Anthony. After that, we want to pray with Pastor Thamo and give him a word that the Lord has given.
First, I want to honor Thamo and Marolin for being a canopy of grace over me and my wife, Katrina. This convocation has been a life-altering. Through intercession and prophetic declaration, I can truly say it has literally preserved my life. Wednesday night, I was very close to death. But I am assured that what occurred during the day was very much part of what sustained me. There is a tangible presence of God resting among us. I exhort you, do not leave it behind. Carry it with you. Sustain it through continuous cultivation. Take this home and replay it over and over again. The deepening of our relationships is critical for our aggressive advancement into the nations. In this season, superficial connections will not suffice. Only unfriends, vulnerability, genuine transparency, and true humility will unlock the acceleration God has ordained for us. This next part of the word is not only for us who are here, but it's for our global community. This declaration, thus says the Spirit of the Lord, precept upon precept, line upon line, step by step, word upon word, I have spoken, yet many have not heard. I have talked patiently, yet hearts have mocked my voice. Guard your gates, guard your doors, For what you open will either welcome my glory or invite the devourer. I offer rest, but many chose rebellion. I offer refreshing, but many turned away. Therefore, watch, for with foreign tongues and strange voices I will speak. Systems that are corrupt will collapse. Governments built on injustice will shake. Leaders who oppress will be arrested suddenly. Nations will tremble, for the Lord has risen to judge with righteousness. But to you who hear, arise in renewed hope. Strengthen your hands for building. Skillfully lead and impact your communities. For every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above. Now lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Pastors, teachers, fathers of nations, you are the gates. You are the doors. Open wide your hearts. Open wide your houses. Open wide your cities. Open wide your nations. For the King of glory is coming in with power, majesty, and might. This is not the hour of fear. This is the hour of fire. This is not the hour of retreat. This is the hour of our advancement. The King of glory is entering in. Selah. And this is the last part. You have heard, Africa. It is the season of return. The diaspora has been summoned. They will come back and walk in step with those who remained to bring transformation. Asia, those who have resisted you and oppressed my church will experience a change of heart. Prepare for their arrival on my holy mountain. Instruct them in the way that delivers from the demonic grip of idols. I have prepared an innumerable company of sons to canvass the nation of India with my gospel and my power. Europe, Germany shall play a pivotal role in shaping the future of the continent. Within her, I have built a highway of my purposes. I will raise up a road across the mountains and prepare a path for my people to travel. America, prepare yourselves. A great shaking has begun. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Anchor yourselves in me as the east wind of my judgment uproots, tears down, and destroys everything that has oppressed my people.
Thank you for listening to this message. To access more teachings, we invite you to visit us at thamonaidu.com. Or for any other information, please contact us at info@thamonaidu.com.